So my word of the year is consistency, which if you have listened at all or seen any of my social media posts, you'll know that that is my goal. But the one thing that I'm doing is by practicing, well, talking about consistency consistently, it helps reinforce things in my mind. Well, today I dive into three keys that are so helpful in my life. I want to feel the full weight of joy. I want to feel fulfilled. I want to enjoy my kids. I want to enjoy my life right now and not wait till later to do that. And so three easy things that you can do to choose joy, that you can live a more fulfilled and balanced life right now, and that you don't have to wait until the timing's right or things get easier or better in order to make it happen. So don't miss this episode. Keep listening. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Do you ever get to the end of the day and ask yourself, like, what am I even doing? What's happening? How did today get away from me? Do you feel like all you're doing is running errands, grocery shopping, laundry, dishes, working, school events? And you go through all of these things and you're just like, I feel like I'm managing my life. Like I'm just driving people around to their best lives. One day I hope to have a life myself, or I hope to enjoy life, but today I feel like I'm managing it. I get this a lot from my clients that they come and they're like, Tammy, they're like, I just feel like I'm going through the motions and I want to experience what life is. I want to enjoy that. This is the time of our life, right? We don't want to miss our kids as our kids get older, especially now that they're teenagers. Like I get that moments are important. So I wanted to tell you a story about one of my clients, and she happens to be a friend. Her name is Ava. And Ava is one of those moms who are momming it up. Like you look at it awe of what she's capable of. She has a couple of kids. She works part-time, but let's face it, any mom who works is more than full-time. If you have people you're taking care of, you work full-time. So we're not going to play like she works full-time, like part-time and doesn't have like, and has an abundance of time, right? Well, she's always like team mom. She always makes these amazing desserts for the kids. She always has the cutest little today's thing, Valentine's Day. So she has these cute little Valentine's Day things that she is doing for them. And she loves that, but she's so focused on getting things done and creating the experience for her people that she doesn't have the experience for herself. And so she came to me, she's like, Tammy, yeah, like I'm feeling numb. I do all these things. I don't feel like I get to enjoy any of them. And first we looked at, because there's a couple of things, like overall, she wants to do those things. So we're not saying that doing all those little extra tips or things are, those little extras are not, they're not bad. They make some of us, you know, envy what other people are capable of. And it's like, man, if I had time, the key is she makes time. She does what's important, right? Like a whole nother conversation of how we all have this exact amount of time and how we use it is, like, we get to own that. But we'll talk about that on another podcast or another live. What I want to talk about is the fact that she came to me And she's doing these things. And from the outside, she looks like she has an amazing life. She looks like she loves her kids, loves her family, and loves everything she's doing. And she's like, it's true. And I'm exhausted. And I am numb. She goes, I do it. But she's almost out of obligation, almost like now that's expected of me to do it. And I'm not enjoying it. Okay. So we start looking at what does it mean to live a fulfilled life, to experience life and to enjoy life right where it is. Because if we wait till tomorrow to enjoy our life, we're going to be waiting for a long time. How long have you been waiting? How long have you been asking yourself? How long have you been saying, like, there's got to be more than this? There's got to be, like, I want to enjoy. Like, how many times I'm like, oh, I need a vacation. Taking a vacation every time I'm overwhelmed, as much as I would love to do that, is not plausible, possible, or even, you know, I can't do that. Every time I need a break, I can't take a vacation. I can't go and get a massage. I can't go and walk for 4 hours and, you know, spend some time alone. It's like, I can't do those things when I need a reset. To experience life, it's all about experiencing the moments. So I wanted to give you three things you can do right now, you can do every day. And these are three things that I intentionally put into my life when I start feeling like I'm numbing out or I'm managing my life. Because let's face it, like, what we don't protect will go back to our old habits and our old patterns and just those old standards, because our brain's like, oh, yep, here we go again. But these three things I've incorporated into my life, and I wanted to share them with you. I shared them with Ava. We worked through them. And I will give you some of her examples because she did such a beautiful way of, she still does the same things. It's not about, like, sometimes we have things on our list and we're like, Tammy, I have to do all of it. And it's like, okay. Sometimes we are able to remove things, which are good. Sometimes it's just removing expectations for the things we do. Like, we can just tone it down a little bit and be like, oh, now I actually enjoy it. That works. But when we can't really change what we're doing, but we want to be more present, be more like, have more fulfillment, have more joy in our life, like, feel the full weight of joy instead of the weight of the world, these are three things we can do. So the first one is to be in the moment as much as you can. You're like, great, Tammy, I've heard that before. So for all my planning mamas out there, like, for my friends who, like me, who I'm like, okay, I have things to do. I have to-do lists. I am constantly thinking of all of the things. What's next, right? I'm constantly thinking about that because, let's face it, all of a sudden, if I don't think about dinner tonight, it gets to be 5 o'clock. And I'm like, I didn't get anything out for dinner. So I'm not saying don't plan ahead. I'm not saying don't keep your to-do list. I'm not saying to... Well, I'm not saying to don't plan ahead or to think. I'm also not telling you that you shouldn't look behind and review or just reflect on what just happened or last week or yesterday or, you know, whatever. It's important. Those aspects are really important. We want to plan ahead. When we plan, we can get routines. I can be more flexible when I have a plan, because then I know what's important, what's not, what I can flex, what I can't, what energy I have, you know, left over and energy I need to protect. But what I mean here is, in the morning, look at your calendar for the day. What are the most important moments on your calendar? Like, if you're going to make dinner, right? Which, make dinner, pick up dinner, have some, you know, help, have your kids help, have your spouse or partner make dinner, whatever, dinner. What if you intentionally, like, highlighted that and said, okay, for that moment, I want to be present. So I do this. I highlight, or I emphasize, I put in bold if it's a digital calendar. I highlight on my little planner that I have, my daily planner that's written. But I go through my day and I look, and some days there's like 3 or 4 times that I'm like, no, I need to be completely present in these moments. But by planning ahead and knowing that this moment is really important to me, then I'm able to protect it. I'm able to look and see, okay, I need to know what's coming after so that way I can get that out of my head, do the steps, I can make the food, I can do whatever. If my kids have something that I want to, you know, want to watch, want to experience, want to do, then I, well, then that's what I highlight that. That's a moment that I know if I miss that, I'm going to regret it. If I miss it, it's going to be gone and it won't come back. Now, some of the things I don't need to be present for. I can actually sit there, like, for the most time, practices. I give myself the gift of grace. And when my kids are doing it, practicing something, I can plan ahead. I can work ahead. I can journal. I can write. I can do anything else. I can meal plan. I don't have to be in that present moment. But when they're doing something for the first time, or it's an event where it's the only time it happens, I guarantee them that I will be there. And I guarantee myself that I will be there. And so look throughout the day. What are a couple moments that you don't want to miss? Now, if you look at your calendar and you're like, well, Tammy, there's not really anything big on my calendar. It's just normal things. Okay. What are a couple of things that you can highlight that you can, like, be mindful about? When I am making dinner, this is one of those moments that I don't want to be thinking about a million things, because I want to recenter. I enjoy this process. I enjoy it for the most part. There's some seasons that making dinner is more of a chore, but we'll talk about that later. But the idea is by intentionally putting moments in your calendar that you can be present. During that time, I will think about, if I'm watching my kids, I will focus on how amazing they are and what they're doing and how I'm just so grateful that I get to be their mom. If it's making dinner, I am usually like there and like, you know, I'm really, it's all about gratitude. What do I like? You know, I really like this knife that I have. I've had it for a couple of years and I love the fact that my son sharpens it for me. And just, I love the fact that I can create a healthy, wholesome, hopefully delicious meal for my family. So that's the kind of the idea, but by intentionally putting moments of focus and presence into your calendar. Again, if there's nothing notable, create them. Give yourself 5 minutes to breathe and just be grateful in that moment, or just notice what is going on outside. Notice what is, you know, look out your window and just notice the moment. Put your feet on the ground, ground yourself. So that's the first one. This is something every morning. Do this. Even just pick at least one thing that you can do. By doing this, it slows the day down. It will help you feel like the day is not getting away from you if you put these checkpoints in to bring you back to what really matters. The second is, we all have those tasks that we have to do no matter what. Cooking, laundry, making the bed, cleaning bathrooms, grocery shopping. Pick one of the tasks that you're going to do and intentionally, like, look at what it does for you. What outcome does it have? One of the things my friend and client Ava, going back to her, one of the things that she does every morning is make her bed. And she's like, Tammy, I do it. I just get it done. Like, I just do it. I was like, okay, well, what do you like about that? And she's like, well, when I walk through my room during the day, I look at that and I see, like, I just enjoy it. I like the colors. I like my pillows. I like the fact that that's something it's beautiful. And though I have dishes in the sink, though I have laundry all over the couch, I have, you know, dog hair on the floor, my bed is a protected space that I just enjoy it. I was like, okay, let's dive into that a little bit more. Because when you have, like, something that you do, and you have to do it anyway, right? Well, maybe you don't have to make your bed. I wish I made my bed every day. I like, that's one habit I would like to take from Ava, because it's like, yeah, when I do make my bed, I walk by and it just feels good. I feel like an adult. I feel like a accomplished and, you know, nice adult, you know, just making it happen. But whatever it is, what do you gain from it? Okay. You don't like doing dishes. Fine. Got to do them anyway, right? So you can choose here. Do you want to just focus on the fact that you don't like it? Or do you want to focus on the fact that these dishes represent your family, the ability to provide, whether it's you providing, your spouse providing, whatever, it is something that we need, that we, you know, that means we have food. When you do the dishes, it makes the kitchen look nice. When you're doing dishes, like, it's something that you can, there's actually a lot of mindfulness that can go into doing dishes, which again, staying on point here. But when we intentionally take something that we have to do anyway, and we put a deeper, more gratifying, grateful meaning to it, something that we can say, like, give ourselves a high five for doing it, for one, so we check it off, but also intentionally make it enjoyable. That will ground your day. That will help you experience, like, again, it all goes back to gratefulness, right? It goes back to being thankful for what you have, for each moment that we have that we're breathing. We don't know when our last breath is. We don't know the last time. We don't even, I was reading a meme that we don't know the last time that our kids say mama instead of mom or bruh to us. My son has actually never called me bruh. So I don't know if that he just, but anyway, I've heard other kids and I think it's funny. There's things that he's like, dude, I was like, mom, he's like, mom, but we don't know. I don't remember the last time he said mama. I don't remember that. But when we intentionally add something that we have to do anyway, and instead of dreading it, we put a grateful and an exciting, a happy, a tone to it that we can look forward to. Whether it's making your bed, like Ava, where she knows as she goes in and out the room all day, she can just see the fruits of her labor and she can feel good. Or it's, you know, washing dishes and taking that moment and just, you know, being grateful that, like, I have the ability to wash dishes, whatever it may be. And this third one is one that, man, this is where social media makes us feel like we're connected. But then, so we really look at it and you're like, wow, I actually haven't talked to this person in over a year. Make a list of the important people in your life and make it a point every day to connect with one of them. So whether it's your child, your parents, I need to call my dad more. I love talking to him and it will be weeks. And then I'm like, I haven't talked to him in a while. Those deep connections bring you back to experiencing life. You get to share memories. You get to share, you know, yours and hear theirs. You get to make a connection and feel like you're not alone. It's so important. So important that we experience this one life that we have. That we don't wait until tomorrow to, like, I will, you know, feel fulfilled tomorrow. I'll get my life together tomorrow. Or I will enjoy, you know, I'll have hobbies tomorrow. If we wait till tomorrow for everything, we're wasting today. We're wasting this moment. So to recap, because I want you to start loving your life. I want you to start living it in this moment. It's one, is be in the moment as often as you can. Look at your calendar, highlight, plan, set reminders, just 2 minutes at a time. But intentionally, I would start with three times, morning, noon, night. Start with three times that you can sit for 2 minutes and be present. If it's an activity that you can, you know, set your phone down and just, what does it mean to be fully present in that moment? But do it intentionally and do it with a grateful heart. The next one is pick something you do anyway and change the meaning. Give it a deeper, altruistic, inspiring, grateful meaning to it. If you have to do dishes, then you might as well enjoy it and just remind yourself that, okay, this is a time I can have my kids tell me jokes. This is a time I can be grateful for all the blessings that I've had for the day. If it's something like making the bed, like Ava, just to give yourself something beautiful to look at and to be proud of throughout the whole day. And then the final is connect with someone important in your life. Don't go another day without telling someone you care, without asking someone how their day was, because how many times has someone reached out to you and your whole day gets better? Wouldn't it be amazing if you intentionally get to be that person for others? Like, you get to make other people feel good And then you feel good yourself because you got to be a witness to that. You got to be a part of that. You got to show someone that they matter and that they care. And you get to do life with people, like with your peeps, with the people who matter to you the most. And you don't have to, I mean, if you have a list of 100 people, great. That means 3 times a year, at least, go and connect with them, call them, text them, FaceTime, go and have lunch with them, like something. But don't let your people, and like limit your people. Like if you have 100 people, like rack and stack those. Who are your core 15 people that you can make sure that twice a month I'm going to connect with them? If they're your family, then at least try daily and or twice a week to like look at them eye to eye. Or my son loves when I just sit and I hug him for the 30 seconds and not let him get away. And so now he just like stands there, but that's okay because he knows it's coming. But that's something that I do to connect with him. So friend, we don't have to be on this, well, the cycle that, well, we don't have to be on the cycle that life has to be a certain way, or it has to be numbing. It has to be a list of obligations, or we have to just manage life. We get to experience it right where we are. The key is gratefulness and intentionality. So if you want to go deeper with this, like message, put joy in the comments and let's go deeper with how you can bring joy into your everyday life. This is something that I get to work with all of my clients. I get to talk about with my friends, and I really want to guide you in this as well. So with that, choose joy, friend, until joy chooses you. And I will see you soon.